The man the government claims conspired to help the September 11th hijackers pulled a trick out of his sleeve in court today. Zakaria Moussaoui told a federal judge that he wants to fire his court-appointed lawyers. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the request has introduced an element of chaos into the case.
It was supposed to be a routine hearing about the conditions of his confinement. But then, early in the hearing before federal judge Leonie Brinkema, Zakaria Moussaoui raised his hand, politely, citing court cases. He told the judge that he wanted a different lawyer from his current court-appointed attorneys. He said he believed everyone in the process, prosecution, defense, and judge, had one goal in mind, to execute him. He wanted a Muslim lawyer, he said, or he would represent himself. Judge Brinkema ordered a psychiatric evaluation to see if Moussaoui is competent to represent himself, but she said she would not fire his attorneys. He needed lawyers in the courtroom as advisors, even if he didn't use them.
Ironically, this may be the first time that the defense, the prosecution, the court all view an event in the same way. It's a bloody nightmare for all of them.
Jonathan Turley is a constitutional law professor and defense attorney. He says if Moussaoui represents himself, he could use the trial as an anti-American platform, calling, as he did today, for the destruction of Israel and America. Moreover, Turley says, Moussaoui doesn't know trial procedure and rules of evidence. That could turn the courtroom into a circus.
If Moussaoui were to represent himself, it's very likely that the court would have to continually rein him in. If he refused to be reined in, if he continued to make these outbursts about being the slave of Allah, then there would be a question of whether he would have to be removed from the trial. But to remove him from trial is not just to remove the client, but also the attorney.
Then there's a problem for the defense attorneys, says Robert Precht, who represented one of the defendants in the first World Trade Center bombing trial in 1993. He says it would be nearly impossible to put on a compelling case or even to advise Moussaoui if he's not confiding in them. Precht says it's especially ironic here, since the defense has a pretty good case. Given that Moussaoui was in jail when the attacks occurred, the prosecution's evidence that Moussaoui was involved is at best circumstantial.
But if you have an uncooperative client who is making statements against America, making statements against Israel, and wants to represent himself and is otherwise disruptive, basically you have your client sabotaging your defense.
And Oregon District Attorney Joshua Marquis says someone conducting his own defense makes a prosecutor's job much harder.
When you are trying a case against an unrepresented defendant, it looks like you're sort of beating up, you know, the six-year-old kid next door rather than going after a criminal, because you know the rules of evidence, they don't, and you can't necessarily assume that you're always going to prevail, because sometimes juries actually feel sympathy for these people that are representing themselves.
He doesn't think there will be the sympathy factor for Moussaoui, but Masawi's tactics could confuse the jury. For that reason, experts like Robert Precht believe the judge will bend over backwards to find a lawyer to represent him, even granting his request for a Muslim attorney to make the trial as orderly as possible. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.